Blog Talk Radio.
Are you or someone you know struggling and suffering over the after effects of a painful divorce or maybe a painful breakup from someone you've been with for a long time? Believe it or not, this can be an opportunity to discover your inner strength and enjoy your life again more joyfully than you ever thought possible. Stay tuned to listen to today's speaker. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the powerful Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Jitka Bernadova is a transformational coach and a founder of New Stronger Me. Jitka helps divorced women who have lived through a painful divorce become happier and healthier than they ever dreamed possible. She's currently the host of this exciting summit, Stronger After Divorce Summit, offering inspiration and insights for coping with the aftermath of divorce. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Jitka Bernadova.
Thank you so much for having me, and hello, everyone.
Yes, and I would love you to share with the audience about your own background and education, training, what it is that led you to start focusing on this painful topic of divorce and turn it around and help women to recover and become empowered and really happier afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you, Erica. I was born in Czech Republic behind the Iron Curtain. I was born in 1967, and the Russians came 1968, so I was there the whole time. But despite that, I was very happy. I was very happy child because, you know, when you don't know better, you don't miss anything. So, So I was okay. It was weird that there was nothing in the stores, that you have to wait in line for a toilet paper, or if you can get bananas or tangerines only over Christmas. But that was normal to me. The only thing I was confused that my dad, he hated communists and he was complaining all the time. So I came home from school and I said, oh, the Russians did this for us and that. And he said, no, that's not even true.
So oh, wow.
That was very confusing. But my parents, they were very strict. They never asked me what I wanted to wear or what I wanted to eat. I always had to do what they wanted me to do. And I just didn't feel loved. And I always wanted either puppy or kitty, somebody to cuddle with, you know, and they didn't allow me. So what happened when I was 17 and I met my future husband, I fell in love and I said, this is it. And I got pregnant because I was ready. I wanted the baby. But my mom told me, you're going to get abortion and you're going to go to college. And that was the first time I stepped out for myself and for my baby. And, you know, I was so looking for love, so I didn't see the signs that my husband was drinking a lot. So when we got married, he was gone almost every night. And I don't mean like he got home at 2. No, he was gone all night long, almost every night. So I was stuck with my kids, by myself. I cried every night, but I loved him and I hoped for better. I was hoping that he's going to change. If I'm going to support him, he's going to change. But it got worse and worse and worse. He lost his job and he was drinking all night and he was sleeping all day. So he never helped me with anything. When we moved here, it was okay for a little while, but then he found a Czech bar close to our place when we lived, and it started all over again. And we owned a cleaning company, and we hired people, students from Czech Republic. And I found out that he was cheating on me with one of the girls. And that girl was here by herself, so I took her home for holidays. We took her on vacation, and I didn't see it. I didn't see it, and everybody knew that they were in relationship, and even my parents knew, and nobody told me. I was so hurt. I was devastated. And you know, when he was drunk, he talked a lot. So he actually told this girl, his mistress, he told her all the stuff that's supposed to stay only between us. It was bad. And he also told her that he was cheating with my other friend back in Czech Republic. So, long story short, I was really devastated. And because everybody knew that he was cheating on me and nobody told me, so I didn't trust anyone. So the only thing I did, I walked to the beach and I cried and cried there. And I spent hours and hours at the gym on a treadmill. And then suddenly something changed and I began to transform my body. First, I started walking into my daily routine because I added specific workouts, and then some dietary changes, and I started to see the changes and even people. They came up to me and they said, what did you do and how did you do it? Because before, when we got divorced, then I lost so much weight and I looked sick. So they were worried about me. So it was very transformational. Everybody was like, wow. And I said, okay, that's my calling. This is my calling. To help other women who feel not good enough, you know, who feel like a failure, to become confident, stronger, happier, and healthier. Because that will happen to me. Now I am better. I am free. That girl actually gave me a favor because I spent 24 years in marriage with an alcoholic. So she really gave me a favor. Because
that's amazing.
Amazing transformation, you know, but it's our choice. I could stay in that victim mode and still keep feeling sorry for myself. But I use that time. I use that time alone to rediscover who I really am. And I became a life coach. And now I'm helping women to get their power back. And what I mean by helping, because, you know, after I got divorced, you have friends. And those friends are worried about you. And they don't mean bad, they love you, but they give you all that advice, but from their perspective. You need to do this. You have to go dating. You have to do this. Nobody asks you what is that you want. So I am there for women. Yes. And I am there as their friend, as their ally to walk them where they want to go. So it's just amazing.
So important. I mean, we don't realize because so many of us reach out to friends and family and we get all this advice and sometimes we just follow it. But it leads us in a direction that we don't want to go.
Yes. 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 Exactly. I wanted to
react to something that you said. You said you always wanted a puppy or a kitty to love. Well, I did too when I was a kid. My mother was a kindergarten teacher. She used to talk about the value of children having pets, but she didn't let me have one. So I used to bring dogs home from the neighborhood, and she just wasn't comfortable, didn't let me keep them. So I could really
I did the same thing.
Oh, how funny. You know, and she must have been afraid of them or whatever. She was afraid of the responsibility, you know, that I wouldn't do what I was supposed to do. But you should let a child have that responsibility.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I did exactly the same thing. I always brought some kitty or puppy home. And they were
mad
at me.
It happens in different cultures.
Yes. But also what I wanna say when you're talking about the puppy, how I said that I was looking for love, to be loved. But after my transformation, I found out that we need to find love within us.
Absolutely.
That's where it starts. Because we are looking for approval that the people love us. But it has to start with us. We have to love ourselves. Then we send out different energy.
Well, I'm not so sure that it has to start with us because we need the input from other people. Other people are mirrors for us. And that's why a coach or a therapist, somebody who believes in you when you don't believe in yourself, can make a huge difference.
Exactly.
They can see in you what's possible, and then you can start to love yourself, and then you'll put it out and get it back.
Exactly. You are exactly right. Yes. Yes.
So I know you're already talking about it, but why is this topic so important about healing after a divorce or seeing the problems the way you saw it, the person who had the affair, instead of always being angry and resenting that person, you felt grateful that she was actually a gift to you in the long run.
Yeah, but it took me a while. I did a work on myself. So, you know, I forgave and I let go. And, you know, forgiveness is not for the other person. It's not that I say what she or my ex-husband or whoever did to me, but I freed myself. I forgave for myself. So I am free. And what you ask about how, why is this important, because, you know, there is 100 divorces per hour. 50% of marriages in U.S. end up in divorce. And people who undergo divorce face a variety of psychological issues, including increased stress, lower life satisfaction, depression, increased medical visits, and overall increased in mortality risk. So, you know, for some people who were in abusive relationship, is divorce better, but they still have to deal with their emotions. So while divorce is becoming very common around the world, the emotional pain involved is still very real. So learning to deal with the pain and moving on afterward is the key to a successful life. It's very important.
Definitely. Well, you mentioned abuse. Even when there's physical abuse, someone can still feel love for their partner, because an abusive partner is not always abusive. They're very often very sweet at times, and then they turn on you and get abusive. So you feel that love, and it's very confusing.
Yes. So, and exactly. So when you finally get out of it, then you are very confused, because, you know, he was cheating on me, and I said, okay, I want to divorce you, and I felt bad. Why do we do that? You know?
Because part of it is we're always trying to please somebody else and win them over. And
exactly.
Be a good woman, a good wife, and all of that stuff, instead of honoring ourselves.
Yes.
So I have a question here. Why do you think so many marriages end in divorce? And is this something women and men can do to prevent it or to overcome the problems?
Well, what I think these days, just go to the restaurant and look at the couple. They are both on the phone. I think people are so disconnected. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we had the house cleaning service, you see, I was the cleaning lady, and you go there, and the husband asks you about his wife, me. People don't communicate. They don't have time. You know, the life now is so stressful but we make it stressful. We should have time for each other.
That's true. A lot of people don't even have time for friends. Because I'm thinking back years ago, decades ago, where maybe the marriages weren't so perfect, but they had a role. The husband went out to work, and the wife was with the children, and she had her neighbors and friends to hang out with, so she could release some of the emotions and tension and laugh and have fun with other people.
That's what I exactly did, yeah. And you know, I respected my husband. So I don't know. And it's so easy. We're just going to get divorced and I'm going to find somebody else. But people don't realize it. The new relationship is nice for a little while. But when you go into daily routine, it's going to start again. There will always be problems. But we have to learn how to work it out.
And so much has to do with whether or not we feel that love within ourselves.
Yes.
When you love yourself, you're not going to be able to tolerate abuse. You'll see it for
exactly.
what it is.
Exactly.
And also when you love yourself, you connect with friends and family members that support you, and you distance yourself from some of those people who don't support you. So you get a reality check in case you don't see
exactly.
something.
And you know that happens after divorce a lot, that you lose so many of your friends because you move, you grow, and they just think that you are crazy. But that's okay because you're going to find new friends.
That's true.
That's totally
fine. Well, I remember
my
aunt, her husband, my uncle, passed away, and she said that some of her friends stopped being her friend because she was now a threat to their marriage, or they perceived it that way. So even after not a divorce but being a widow, you can lose friends, and you go through some of those same emotions.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't handle it because I knew that everybody knew that he was cheating on me. And, you know, anytime I walk into a room with friends, they didn't know what to say. And everyone was just pitiful with their well wishes. And it was so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
But
I always wanted to remember that
I had a friend, she wasn't married, but she had a boyfriend. And this boyfriend came on to me, you know, was hitting on me.
Yeah.
And so I told my friend, and she got mad at me.
Yes.
So she didn't appreciate me telling her. So that's another thing that friends feel.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. That happened to me too. Yes.
So,
and that's the problem.
So that's
probably because I wasn't ready. Maybe I would react the same way. I don't know. Because I wasn't ready.
Right. So that's why it's so important when people are not in a relationship, like between relationships or whatever, to get that support and coaching and counseling and get really clear. So that they approach the next relationship, you know, ready and strong.
Exactly. Exactly. Because what I did, I just hibernate myself. But what we should do, we should work out and eat healthy, find a hobby, make new friends, get a coach or therapist, go to the church, and what is most important is to focus on our kids because they are the ones that they need you the most at that time.
Oh, and people neglect their children because they're so, not only neglect them, but put the children between the two parents.
Oh, that's what I just want to say.
In an uncomfortable position.
That's what bothers me a lot because then those kids bring that feeling into their relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a cycle that continues. All right, so now what do you recommend as the first step for women to recover from divorce?
I would recommend if you have hate inside yourself, go out and cry or scream to the pillow. Just get it out. If you have any bad negative feelings inside of you, get it out. But just one time. Don't do that for the rest of your life. Get it out and then stay.
It might be more than one time.
Might be
you
more
know,
than
like
one
you.
Time, yeah. But I don't mean do that
like
for a year.
Right.
Yes. But then take step by step, just small steps. Don't look too far ahead. You know, stay in the present moment. Because you know when we think, okay, what am I going to do? With Christmas coming, I'm going to be alone. No. Stay where you are right now and focus on yourself and love yourself. You know what is way hard for women after divorce? Just to look at the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. Try that.
It's so true. Oh, wow. It's such a simple thing, and we have so much trouble with that because
yes.
we want
yes.
someone else to say it.
Exactly.
Wow. So what would you say are the five biggest mistakes that divorced people make?
They feel like a failure, but they should know that their divorce failed, not them. They hate themselves. They lack of self-confidence. You know? They don't want to feel their feelings.
That people don't want to feel bad feelings and they jump into another relationship.
Exactly. They don't want to accept the reality, so sometimes they look for help in alcohol, food, medications, or drugs. And it's very easy to have a glass of wine or a sleeping pill to try to forget all the trauma, but you can heal what you can feel. You know?
Right.
Your power to heal lies in your vulnerability and willingness to be with the pain.
And that's the key for people.
Yes.
Well, it's not just willingness to feel the pain, but to have a sense that I'm feeling this now and I'm healing. Because people, when they feel the pain, they think it's going to go on forever. That they're going to get lost in it and have a nervous breakdown.
Yes, and it's usually men who don't want to talk about it. They just go, you ask people and you can see that something is wrong, but they go, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it now. And it's like a snowball. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, good. So why do men seem to have a harder time than women after divorce? I think you've kind of already said it.
Yeah, but they keep it to their rest. You know, they don't want to share. They don't want to share it with anyone. I think if they would share it, they would look weak.
Right.
And they don't want to look weak. Their ego won't let them to look weak.
Yeah,
so
what I found, I've done a lot of training in body psychotherapy and somatic therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had these group trainings where someone is on the massage table and there's a therapist working with that person in front of the group. And when women would get on the table, I mean, everybody's dressed. It's not like regular massage. But, I mean, a woman would get on the table, and she could easily cry a little when some issue came up. But men would be holding it all in. And if they started to feel the emotion, they could be sobbing, like uncontrollably crying, because they haven't done it. And it's welled up inside. And maybe that's what a lot of them are afraid of.
Yes.
You know, that they'll really break down.
Yes.
But even if they do, it's not forever. It's just an opening, and they can get back together. It's okay.
Exactly, but they don't feel it that way. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Number three, they feel like a victim. They don't want to take responsibility for their life. They just blame, oh, he did this to me, she did this to me. And, you know, we need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to let go and be creators of our life. Because when you let the experience created from the outside in, you will experience yourself as a victim. But the minute when you take responsibility for creating your life from inside out, then it's the win-win case.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but can be very difficult.
Yes.
When you're used to feeling not taking responsibility, when you're used to that, it looks like it's the other person. They are doing something, but you don't see what you did that maybe led to that.
Yeah. And we don't realize that the world is actually what we think. And we are what we think. So we are full of limited beliefs. Sometimes we don't even know about our limited beliefs. So that's why when you talk with the therapist or the coach, when you really open up, they'll find out your limited beliefs. And then you can start working on your limited beliefs, and that's what changes your life.
Absolutely. Okay, so far you mentioned three of these mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Number four is that they hate their exes. They plan on a revenge. But, you know, when you're holding on to anger, it's like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else, but you are the one who gets burned.
Mm-hmm.
I just quoted Buddha. Yeah. So just, let go. And even all that drama through the divorce, when you're going through the divorce with the lawyers, just, you know, focus on yourself and let your lawyer take care of everything, and you just move on. Think what you always wanted to do when you were little, and take a class and start there. You meet new people. You are going to start think differently, and other doors open up. It's just so transformational.
But you don't see those doors opening until you change your attitude and start doing
exactly something. Exactly. Yep.
And
number five is that they hibernate themselves. And that's the problem.
That's so true. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, and I would quote,
I see that with older people that are widows. You know,
oh, my God.
That they've lost someone special and they hibernate.
They do.
They don't even want to face the world. And those who do come out of it and make new friendships and create a new life.
Yes. And that I would love to quote Dr. Wayne Dyer. Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever needs to be done is always your choice. I love it because it's
Say
true.
Say it again. I missed the beginning. Just repeat it.
Be miserable. Or motivate yourself, whatever needs to be done, it's always your choice.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah, Yeah, because how I said, we always wait for the outside world to make us happy. But we have a choice to be always happy inside ourselves. It doesn't mean that, you know that not crazy things won't happen to us anymore. But no, we are in that positive, we have positive energy, and those negative things just can't get us.
Wow. Yeah, we have seen many tragedies, and yet some people stand up to it, and they say, no, I'm not going to be a victim, and then they help other people. You know, they make a cause out of it, and other people wallow in the anger for decades.
Yes, yes, and that just makes me crazy, because I can see people that they are divorced for 20 years, and they can still communicate or sit at one table with their exes. They don't realize that they're hurting themselves. They are hurting themselves, not their exes. The ex doesn't even care. He might be already married, happy married. And the wife, ex-wife, is still hateful. And she can move on. Yeah. Yeah. It's so much hate in this world. That's why we need to change it to love. One change at a time, but we need love.
All right. So now I would love you to share about the summit, and I'm excited that I'm one of the speakers on it.
Yes,
so this
you
is
are.
About being stronger after divorce. Tell us what to expect on the summit.
Well, I am so blessed. I interviewed 21 amazing experts in fitness and the health industry. And everyone gives the audience very specific strategy that they can use in their daily lifestyle. And just within those 21 days, when you are going to listen to each of one of the speakers, something can move inside of you and make you move on. Let go and move on. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It doesn't take much. I took a workshop many, many decades ago called All About Men, All About Women. And I got married shortly after that. That workshop triggered it. Something that went on there, something that was said, opened me up to be ready for a relationship. And that's what can happen. You hear one person who says something that reaches you in a way you didn't think of it that way before.
Exactly, and that happens a lot, and it's just amazing, because then you go, why didn't I think that way? Right?
Yeah, well, you might have heard it before, but somehow the way this person said it or this timing, you're finally ready. That's why it's so valuable to listen to this, to listen to different people, people who have worked with that. So tell us what else you offer to people and how they can get into the summit, what they have to do.
They can go to the strongerafterdivorce.com and they can sign up with their emails. And after that, we are going to launch our summit on Mother's Day, May 12th. And each day for 21 days, they will receive an email with the video, with the interview. And each expert also gave a free gift away. So, it's pretty amazing. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
But also tell us how people might get in touch with you if they're interested in private coaching.
If they are interested in private coaching, they can reach me at newstrongerme.com. And my email is Jitka, J-I-T-K-A, at newstrongerme.com. I also created a private Facebook group. It's a support group for women, and it goes stronger after divorce also.
Okay,
so anyone
wonderful.
Who needs it.
All right. And just final words that you would share to somebody about love and about being stronger after divorce.
Law. The answer is law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Love yourself. Love everything. Send love even, you know, my every morning routine is my gratitude list. After I meditate, I do a gratitude list. Every day I write down 10 things I am grateful for. And that sets you up for a grateful mood. You are in grateful mood for the rest of the day. And after that, I take 5 minutes and quiet, and I send love everyone. I send love even those people that I have trouble with.
Beautiful.
It's very helpful because you don't need to go to that person who hurt you and said, I love you. But no, it's so freeing when you send love just from your heart and you feel totally different.
And the heart has 5,000 times the magnetism of the brain. This energy coming out of your heart. And when you feel that way, it really reaches other people. It goes across through the atmosphere like a radio wave.
Yes, so, that's exactly true. So yes.
Jitka, thank you so much for participating in the radio show, for inviting me to be on your summit. And I recommend to our listeners to watch this summit. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you for having me. I am very honored. Thank you so much for being an amazing speaker on our show. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. And to those of you listening, I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Check out my website, drericagoodstone.com. Lots of free stuff on there. Bye for now.